We begin the current daf and stuff, the ksuba and stuff, ayin gimel. We begin on the bottom of daf, ayin beis and beis, two lines up in the bottom of the yamid, where the Gemara will introduce a machlekes amiram of Rav and Shmuel that will impact our interpretation, our understanding of the previous Mishnah. That is, the Mishnah said on daf, ayin beis and beis, two primary halachas. One is if a man is mekadesh, he gets engaged to a woman on the condition that she doesn't have any nedarim, any vows that she took prohibiting herself from certain things. Comes out, turns out that she really has a nether. So the Mishnah said, in the Mekadeshes, she's not considered an engagement because it depended on that condition and that wasn't fulfilled. So they're not engaged. Then there was another halacha. Kenasa Stam. If he consummated the relationship, he did nisuin, he did bia without any, he didn't say anything then at that time. And then it turns out she has nedarim. So the halacha is Teitzei Shelei B'Ksubasa. She has to get divorced, but she doesn't get her ksuba. Now, on that, the Gemara will introduce this machlekes that will it will come out relevant if that is two different cases or they're one long case. As the Gemara explains, Itmar, we learned as follows. Kijal Tanai, if a man got engaged to a woman on the condition that she doesn't have any nedar, uknaso stam, so the same woman, the same man, when he made the kedushin, there's two parts to marriage. Currently, it's done at the same time, but in Talmudic times, it was done a year separately, where first, when he did the kedushin, when he gave her the ring, he says, look, I'm only getting engaged to you on the condition you don't have any nedarim. Then when they had the marriage, when they consummated the relationship, he didn't say anything. So Rav Amar Tzricha Mena Get. Rav says in such a case, she will require a get. What essentially Rav is saying is that she's engaged, she's married, and now if he doesn't want her, because obviously he doesn't want a woman that has neder, then he would require to give her a get. Shmuel says, no, she doesn't require a get. This woman, when he got engaged to her, what was the condition? The condition was no nedar. And so they got married, and he finds out, hey, she has a nether. Has a nether, you don't need a get. We're not even engaged. We never got married. That's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Now, Amar Abaye, Abaye says to qualify this Machlekes, as we continue on top of Ayin Gimel with Aleph, he says, don't say in the explanation of the reasoning of Rav, that is why Rav holds that they are married and that he has to give her a get if he doesn't want to stay married to her. Don't say the reason is kivin sheknasa stam, that, wait a second, if you were so adamant you don't want a woman that has a neder, and that's why by kedushin you specified that, why when you got married, the second phase of marriage, didn't you say anything? So must be, because achile achle tenoi, because, oh, he forgave the condition that he made at the time of kedushin. That was a year earlier. When they got married, he was moichel on that. Now, if you would say that that was the reasoning of Rav, why, oh, so if he was moichel, he forgave on that condition, he looked away, and that's why he didn't say that when he consummated the relationship. That's why the condition is like it's not there. And so therefore, obviously, they're married. And if he doesn't want her, he would have to give her a get. Now, if you said that would be the reasoning of Rav, then actually he would also have to give her a ksuba when he divorces her. Now, on that, Abaye says, no, don't explain that that's the reasoning of Rav because he's Meichel. At the time of the Rav, rather the reason of Rav why he holds that he would require a get to divorce her, even though he's not looking the other way of the condition, meaning the original condition that he set in place by the condition is still here. He doesn't want a woman that has a neder. Now, if he doesn't want a woman that has a neder, and that is still his presumption when he's getting married to her, so why does Rav hold that she's going to require a get? She's not even engaged, she's not married. The reason being is because Lafi, because Rav holds, she'ein odem isa bilasai bilaznos. A man doesn't want to have that his cohabitations with a woman should be considered an illicit type of a relationship. Hence, when he does the bia, when he's consummated the relationship after the chuppah, there's nesu, and he does the bia, he's doing it for it to also accomplish kedushin, even if he's going to find that she has a neder. Because he doesn't want, he says, look, this woman, I'm being mekadesh you, now there's no violations in kedushin, you're just giving a ring. I don't want you to have a neder. You have a neder, it's like it's not kedushin. Fine, if it turns out she's no kedushin, nothing wrong. So what, he lost a ring. But if when it comes time for the marriage, he's saying, look, he didn't say anything. And the reason why he didn't say anything is because he doesn't want the nisuin to be contingent on the fact if she has a neder or not, because if it turns out she doesn't have that she has a neder, and that means to say that his bia was not a bia of marriage, because the marriage bia is only if she doesn't have a nether. Turns out that his bia is nus, like he just had an out-of-wedlock relationship with a woman, and he doesn't want his bia to be like that. So therefore, he doesn't specify anything. And actually, to the contrary, when he's doing bia, he's like, there's three ways to do kedushin. And one of them is through bia. He's having in mind that let this bia, if she has a nether, and I want this bia then to be for kedushin, because my original kedushin wasn't good, because that was all on the condition that she doesn't have a nether. So let this bia be kedushin any soon. Now, however, as Rashi explains, but regarding the monetary component of what the implications of marriage are, he wants his original condition to be in place. And that is, if he finds out after they are finally married and different things start coming out that she has a nether, then she's going to be divorced without a ksuba. Yes, she'll require a get, because ultimately he's moving in this second stage, this second idea over here, where he's doing the bia, l'shem kedushin and l'shem nisua. He wants it to be for even if she has a nether, only because he doesn't want his bia to be a bia's nus. But in his focus of what he wants in this marriage, of course he doesn't want her to have nedarim. And therefore, if she has a nether, then he's not going to have to give her a ksuba. That's what Abai explains in the opinion of Rav. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, "Ha'pligi b'chad zimna." But if that's the machlek is Rav and Shmuel, which essentially comes out according to Abaya, does a man want to make his bia a bia's nus or not? In other words, this man obviously does not want this woman to have a nether. And even at the end when he was Knossa Stam, he didn't say anything. And actually, to the contrary, like Rashi explained, he even says, okay, let this be for Kedushin purposes, even if she has a nether, because I don't want this to be a bia's nus. But ultimately, the idea is, I don't want my bia to be as nus. Now, so and Shmuel says that, no, Shmuel's not concerned with that. Shmuel says that she's not Mekudeshes if she finds out that there's a nether. She's not going to require a get, because obviously Shmuel holds that, yeah, look, this is my condition. I don't want a woman to have a nether. If it turns out that she had a nether, then fine. The bia was a bia's nus. That's what comes out according to Abaya. That's their machlokes. So the Gemara asks that they already argued about this elsewhere. Why do we need this same machlokes, which conceptually could be in many different areas, in another context? Didn't like we learned Katana, regarding a minor that's Yesoima, that's an orphan, who she got married to a man by her mother or brothers, which that's only a rabbinic marriage, Shalom Miyana, which she didn't do Miyan when she was a minor. Miyan is the rabbis allow, since this is a rabbinic marriage, for the woman herself as a minor to refuse the marriage as long as she wants to as a minor. Now, she didn't refuse it. And moreover, Higdila. And she got married, let's say, at 7, and she remained with him till she was in her teens, as a teenager. So she became a gedayla after age 12, 12 and a half. And after she became an adult, they continued to have relations, and he had be with her. Then, amda b'nisus, then at a later point in time, she went, she got up, and just got married to another man. So we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav amar, ain't tzricha get misheni. Rav says that this woman does not need to have a get from that second man that she just got up and got married. And the reason is because she's an Eishes Ish. She's married biblically to the first man that she was married to. And the reason being is because when she became an adult, although this was a continuous relationship they had from when she was already a minor, but the husband knows that the kedushin that he had with her when she was a minor, was nothing. And biblically, it's actually when she's an adult considered like a bias nos in this sense, because biblically that's not a recognized marriage. So when she becomes an adult, the first time he has bia with her, he has in mind that this bia should be a bia l'shem kedushin, which is one of the ways of having a valid kedushin. And therefore, that first time they have bia makes her into an Eishes Ish de'iraisa, and hence she doesn't need to get from the second guy, because a married woman that goes and gets married to someone else, that has no halachic relevance. You can't marry a married woman. Whereas the Shmuel Amar, he says, tzricha get misheni. No, he says that she does need a get from the second man. The reason being is because Shmuel holds, and this is where the Gemara's question is coming in, that this seems to be the same machlokes we're quoting here in our Gemara, that a man that has bia, he does it based on his original conceptual framework. Where here also, in the case that we're bringing, that what was, when he had bia with her for the past 5 years, he was having bia with a katana. Now, when he continues having being with her, when she gets older, she's an adult, she's a teenager, he's still doing it based on the original concept of that marriage, which is only a rabbinic marriage, not a biblical marriage. And therefore, Shmuel says, biblically, she's not considered his wife. So if she gets married to another man, that is a biblical marriage, and therefore she would need a get from that man because she's not a biblically married woman to him. Now, Rashi points out that although Shmuel agrees that she's obviously forbidden to that second man, because that's a Mishnah Masechtas Nida, that a woman that doesn't do Mian after that she has Beis Cyrus, that's, she can't do Mian anymore. So she obviously is staying married to that man, but again, but she still needs a get from the second man, because this that the Rabbanan say that when she becomes a Gedolah, an adult, she can't do Mian anymore, that's a rabbinic halacha. And therefore, but biblically, again, she's not really married to this first man. That's why she would need a get from the second man, although she can't really stay married to him because she has to stay married to the first one. But Rav holds that this halacha is actually a biblical halacha that she cannot get married to that second man. And the reason is because from the moment that they had Bia when she was an adult, it was being done l'shem kedushin, again, because Rav holds that a person will not make his bila znus. And since biblically it is like a bias nos, because it's not a biblical marriage, therefore it's being done with that intention. So the Gemara is asking, why do we need the machlekes Rav and Shmuel in two different contexts? If essentially it's the same machlekes, are you having bia according to your original framework? Which in that case, Shmuel was saying is that because the kedushin was a kedushin of a minor, which was rabbinic kedushin, which continues even though she's an adult. And the same thing seemingly is in our case, where Shmuel says that he's not going to need a get if he finds out that she has a neder, because what was the original conceptual framework was that I'm being mekadesh you all tonight. So though at the time of kenasa, of consummating the relationship of nisun, he didn't say anything, but a person's boil das, his original concept. Whereas Rav says, no, a person does not want his bia to be l'shem znus, which applies both by the case of a ketana that becomes an adult, and also in the case over here, when she has a neder, if it turns out she has a neder, his bia is going to be his nos, and therefore he says, I don't want it to be bia's nos, and that's why Rav holds you'll need to have a get. So why do we repeat it? So that the Gemara answered tzricha, that we needed to have both of these machlekes in to explain the stringencies of both of their opinions, and that is, diit mar bahi, if we only had this second case of machlekes Rav and Shmuel that we described regarding the ketana that was married, and then she became an adult, and then she got up and got married to someone else, which was the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Does she need a get from that man or not? Maybe by he kama Rav, if we only had that machlekes, we would say that maybe only over there Rav says that when she, the reason why she doesn't need a get from the second man, because she's already biblically married to the first man, although her original marriage was only rabbinic, is because when she becomes an adult, after that, when she becomes a gedolah, her bia is made by the husband l'shem kedushin. That maybe we could say is because m'shem deleka t'na, because that's not like the case of our gemara, which we're going to describe in a moment. There's no conditions attached. Hence, everybody knows that the kedushin that he had with a minor is halachically irrelevant, because a ketana can't have accept a biblical marriage. Now, therefore, that's maybe where Rav would say that when she becomes an adult, he knows there was no kedushin, and there's no tanai. He didn't make any conditions to say that there was anything getting in the way of like she had a neder or whatnot. And therefore, of course, that's where Rav would say when she becomes an adult, he went and he had bia the first time she's an adult. He had cohabitation for the purposes of being at l'shem kedushin, so that she, he could be biblically married to her. And that's why Rav would say she doesn't need a get from the second man. Of Baha, but regarding the machlekes that they have in our gemara of kitchal tanai, where he got engaged to her on the condition that she doesn't have an nidarim, de'ika tana, where he made a condition. Hence, he thinks, by the time they're getting married, that his condition has been fulfilled. And that is, since she's getting married to me, obviously he's thinking to himself, she doesn't have a nidarim, because when we got engaged a year ago, I said, as long as you don't have an nidarim. And here we are a year later by the chuppah, and he's not entertaining that when he's having the bia after he gets married, oh, maybe she really has a neder, and let me do kedushin, because he doesn't want a woman that has a neder. And that's not his thought process. He's thinking that she obviously doesn't have a neder. And therefore, we would think to say that maybe Rav would agree to Shmuel that his bia that he's doing when he gets married is aldas arishin, based on his original conceptual framework of the Tanai, that he doesn't want the ish nedronis. And therefore, maybe he would agree to Shmuel that you do not need a get, and there's no kedushin there whatsoever. That's why we needed the machlekes for Rav to say that even in the case of our Gemara, that no, he's still going to make a new kedushin because he doesn't want it to be kedusha. He doesn't want his bee to be a bee of his nose. And the same thing works in the other way. Vietnam Bahan, if we only had the case of our Gemara, of Kitcha, if he got engaged to her on the condition that there's no Nadarim, maybe Baha Kam or Shmuel, maybe only over there did Shmuel say that the Bia is Aldas Harishan based on the original, because since he made a condition, so he's relying on the Tanai that he doesn't want a woman that made a Neder. Al-Bahach, but regarding the other case of when he got married to a minor who then became an adult, maybe there we would say that Shmuel agrees to Rav that, look, there's nothing holding him back. Why wouldn't he want to make this into a biblical marriage? And since everyone knows that the kedushin of a katana is not halachically significant on the biblical level, that his bia when she becomes an adult would be l'shem kedushin, and therefore Shmuel would agree that when she subsequently gets married to another man, that she would not need a get from that man because she can't get married to another man because she's biblically married to the first man. That's why Tzricha, we need in that context too, to say that no, Shmuel always holds, first of all, he's not concerned with Bia L'Shem's nose, and moreover, he holds that a person, when he does Bia, it's al das harishon bal. It's based on the original conceptual framework, which was when she was a minor, and he continues to have a being with her when she's a teenager, when she's an adult, based on that framework, and therefore, if she gets up and gets married to someone else, it's going to require a get, because biblically, she was never married to him, and that's where we need the machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel in both of these contexts. Now the Gemara continues and asks, regarding this machlekes of Rav Shmuel that we began the daf with, regarding if she was kitshal tanai, he got engaged in the condition that she doesn't have a neder, but when he was konas, when he finally consummated the relationship, he didn't say anything. Rav says she's going to require a get if he wants to get divorced, and Shmuel says doesn't need a get. No. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel from our Mishnah, and that's why it's very relevant to defining the understanding of our Mishnah. Now, we learn our Mishnah. Knasa stam. If a man gets married to a woman without saying anything, v'nimtzu la nedarim, it turns out she has vows, teisei shelo b'ksuba, so she gets divorced without a ksuba. So on that, the inference is, ksuba hu delay baya, so he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. However, hagita baya, but obviously it sounds like that, however, she needs a get to get divorced. So my love, and this is the Gemara's assumption, kitshal tanai v'knasa stam, that the Gemara is assuming that the case of the Mishnah is one long case, that the Sefer is going on the case of the Reisha. The case of the Reisha was, if someone's mekadesh a woman, al tanai. So the condition was on condition that there's not going to be any neder. That's one halacha, which the Mishnah said, if he finds out during the time of engagement that she has a neder, so she's not mekadeshes, and that's the end of the story. They could just both walk away, because it was contingent on not having a neder. Now, but the Sefer, the Gemara is assuming in the question, is continuing on that and says, okay, so he was mekadesh al tanai that she doesn't have a neder, but when he was konas, he went to the chuppah with her and consummated the relationship, he didn't say anything. On that, the Mishnah is saying, okay, look, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, because regarding monetary halacha, he wasn't forgiving on the condition as Rav had explained. But she needs a get because, as Rav had said, when he's going to have beer with her after the chuppah, it's that he wants it to be l'shem kedushin. Because if it turns out she really has nadarm, he doesn't want his beers to be beers nos. So therefore, to the Shmuel, there refutes the opinion of Shmuel. Because he said, regarding this same exact case of Kitchat Tanav, Kenas Estam, that doesn't need a get. They're not married. Yet here we see in that Mishnah that they are married. He just doesn't have to give it the ksuba, which seems to fit exactly like Rav. So the Gemara continues on Tamid Beis and says that loy, no, kitchas stam v'knasas stam. And that is, the case of the Sefer is not a continuation of the case of the Reisha. When the Mishnah says that he was konas stam, was talking about a case of when the Kedushin was also stam, and then they married stam. But the Gemara will later ask then, so then why is it that regarding a get she does require, but regarding Suba he doesn't have to give her? What would be the difference if in this case of when he got married plain, so turns out he didn't say any conditions in this case according to Shmuel because the Sefer is a different case, but then it turns out she has a neder, so why is it that it's enough to be considered that she's married, but if it's considered that she's married and it's not a mekach tois, then why don't you have to give the ksuba? Now, however, the Gemara asks, Now, but what comes out according to Shmuel's interpretation, not like the way Rav would obviously like to say, that it's one long case, rather it's two different cases, so it comes out according to Shmuel. But if the Kedushin was unconditioned, and then subsequently in that same woman, the Nisuin was Stam, so what would come out according to Shmuel, that even in such a case, they wouldn't have to give a get, which was exactly Shmuel's opinion we started off the daf with. Now, on that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then the case of the Risha, the Mishnah, instead of saying that when a man gets engaged to a woman on the condition that she doesn't have a neder, and then during the engagement period, he finds out she has nedarim, she's not engaged. But according to Shmuel, you could have said a bigger chiddush. Listen, you should have said that even if Knasa Stam, even this same woman, the case of the Risha, where he was Mekadesh al Tanai, don't say he found that during the Kedushin. He even got married without saying anything. And then if subsequently he finds that she has a neder, she's not Mekadeshes, and I would know for sure when they didn't have Kenisa, when they didn't have marriage, that for sure wouldn't be Mekadeshes. But now the way the Mishnah says the case of the Reish, it sounds like that it's only when it's Kichal Tanai and he finds out before Nisuin that it's not Mekudeshes. But it sounds like that if there was Kenisa even Stam, then it would be Mekudeshes, which sounds like Rav. So on that, the Gemara answers for Shmuel, the Hachinamik Kama. No, this actually is what the Mishnah's case is talking about, according to Shmuel. That when it says V'nimtzu Leho, that he finds out that she has a Neder, is actually talking about after they already consummated the relationship, as follows. The Mishnah, the case of the Reish, the Mishnah opens up with that a man that gets engaged to a woman on the condition that she doesn't have a neder is actually talking about, which these words are not there, but that's how the Gemara is explaining it for Shmuel, and the Kenasa Stam, and he even gets married without saying anything, and then the Nimsula Nedarim, and it turns out she has a neder, she's not Mekadeshes. However, the case of the Sefer is talking about, according to Shmuel, Kichestam, which it also doesn't say that, but that's how he's explaining it, is Kichestam, but Kenasestam, if it gets engaged without saying anything, and it gets married without saying anything, like a regular marriage, then people not specifying that they shouldn't have a neder, and it turns out that she has nedarim, so Teitzei Shlebek Suba, a person doesn't want to have a woman that has any nedarim holding herself back from a normal married life. Now, it's still a valid marriage, but she Teitzei Shlebek Suba, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba when he divorces her. Now, however, the Gemara's question is, the way this case comes out according to Shmuel, that ksubahu deloy baya, when he was kichestam and knosestam, so ksubahu loy baya, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, hagita baya, but he has to give her a get. Now that the Gemara's question, as we alluded to this before, umayishna ksuba deloy baya, why is it that he doesn't have to give her a ksuba? Now the reason would be, is because to Amar, ef shebi ish nadran, as he says, I don't want a woman that has these nadarm on her. And hence, even though he didn't make a condition before he married, it's like he had made a condition because people don't want that. It would be, in a sense, like a mekechta, like a mistaken purchase for such a woman. I'm not giving a ksuba for such a type of a woman. But then the question is, so then even a get should not be required. And the reason, as Rashi explained, that this is specifically a question on Shmuel, is because Shmuel doesn't hold to the principle that ein odem oitze be'ilas nus, as we learned by his halacha, by a katana. He's not concerned with that. So, yeah, according to Rav, we would understand why you need to have a get, because he holds a person doesn't want his bia, even if this is a marriage that he doesn't want to have, he doesn't want it to be halachically that he had relations with a woman that he wasn't married to. So, okay, we could understand why you don't have to give a ksuba, because monetarily, he didn't want this marriage, but prohibitively, regarding the halacha of requiring a get, it would be required. But according to Shmuel, Shmuel's not bothered with that. Fine, it was nus, it doesn't make a difference. And if that's the case, so if this is not a marriage that you wanted, you don't want the ish nadranis, so fine, we understand why you don't have to give a ksuba, but why do you have to give a get? So I'm a rabbah. So rabbah says, you're right, tzricha get midavreim. This get that it requires is actually only rabbinically because it looks like a regular married woman and she's being divorced without a get. So because of that, we require it rabbinically, but you're right, biblically, it wouldn't require a get because just as it's a mekach toys regarding the ksuba, so too regarding the halacha of the gerishin. And v'cheinam Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda says, tzricha get midavreim, this get, according to Shmuel's interpretation, is only rabbinic. Now, however, Rav Amma, he says a different resolution for this question. He says, actually, tana svuki misafkale. The reason for this disparity between not requiring a ksuba but requiring a get is because the Tana was in doubt regarding a regular person If it is really true that he doesn't want to have a woman that's a nadronis, a woman that has nadar manar, if the norms would be, which is what we have to assume because he didn't make this condition going into the marriage, that he doesn't want to have ish nadronis, well then, you're right, you wouldn't need a ksuba or get. But if the norm is that a person would not be bothered, then you would need a get and you would need a ksuba. And therefore, that's why there's a disparity. Why? Because Gabe Memayna, regarding halacha as a monetary law, meaning for his requirements to give a ksuba, we go lakula, we're lenient for the husband. The reason being is because that's a halachic dictum of what's called hamoitzi mechaver, olav haraya. That when there's a situation of doubt, the one who wants to collect the money has to prove this point. And since we're in doubt, is there something that's a mekach tois or not? The woman cannot collect because she's the suffix and she can't be mitzi from the husband, the ksuba, in a situation of doubt. Whereas it can be isur regarding the areas of isur, of prohibition, which is regarding halach of get, then we go lochomer, then we go stringent him again because the actual concept of ef should be ishna nadron, this is the area of doubt. So regarding monetarily, we're leaning on him, but regarding the prohibitive component, that of get, we go lochomer. But either way, either interpretation resolves for Shmuel why it's not difficult that you need to give a get, but you don't need to give a ksuba. Again, the way he describes the case, and based on his opinion of that a person is not concerned about making his bia a bia of znos. Now, all this was going according to the interpretation of Abaya, who had explained the machlikis of Rav and Shmuel, as we found it in two different contexts, based on the principle if a person will not want his bia to be a bia of znos. Rav holds he's not going to want that, and therefore, even if it's going to go against his conditions, and even though it's not going to be like he was when she was a katana, he's going to make the bia be a current bia that's not a bia of his nus. Whereas according to Shmuel, he wasn't concerned about that, and therefore, let's say in the case of when there's a condition that I don't want you to be an adronis, even when he's knasa stam, Shmuel is not going to need a get because a man will not be concerned about his bia becoming a biasnos. And so too by the case of when he was Mekadosh Yisayman, was Gidla Etzlai, and she wasn't a menace and she gets married to someone else, he holds that, yeah, the man wasn't had to have in mind when she becomes adult to make this into non-biblical znus, because that's what it biblically is regarding this marriage, because it's only rabbinic marriage. He's not concerned, a man is not concerned about that. That's how Abaye had interpreted the Machlegis Rav and Shmuel. However, Amar Rabba. Rabba gives a different interpretation. He says, the machleik is between Rab and Shmuel, in this case of Kidja al-Tanai, v'knasa stam, if he need to get or not, is talking about betois shtei nashim. Is talking about regarding this, when he's made to have a mistake, which means to say when they fool him, of two women. In other words, we're talking about a case where this person was mekadosh Leah on the condition that she doesn't have a nether. Then he subsequently marries another woman, and when he marries her, he doesn't say anything. And it turns out that other woman has a nether. Now, that's the case that we're talking about of, it's a toes. It's not really a mistake, it's that he was fooled into this because he didn't realize to make the condition with her, and it turns out that other woman has a nether. Now, so the way Rav is explaining it is that Rav holds that since he didn't make a condition with this second woman, even though he had already made it known by the first woman that he got married to that he doesn't want a woman that has a nether, he's still going to have to divorce her with a get. The reason being is because maybe that second woman, he really likes a lot, and it won't bother him if she has nadar. And therefore, since he didn't say that she shouldn't have a nether, actually that second woman, that of Rachel, he's going to have to give a get. Whereas Shmuel holds, as recorded there, Machlokes in the beginning of the daf, just the way Rab is saying is actually talking about two different women, that no, since he already revealed that he's not interested in a woman that has a nether, so although the second woman, he didn't state his claim, but if it turns out she has a nether, he's not even going to have to give her a get, then not even considered married. However, Avul, betois isha achas, but regarding a case where we're talking about one woman that he was mekadosh her al-tnai, and then when he got married, he didn't say anything, which was the conceptualization of Abaye's version of the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. That Rabbi says, Devrei HaKol, everybody, even Rav would agree that his intention is on his previous condition. When you're getting engaged, suddenly things don't magically change when you get married. And therefore, according to everyone, Rabbi says, Ein tzrichem, and again, even Rav would agree that he would not require a get because it turns out she has a nether. His primary intention was on the original Kedushin, and therefore what it comes to, according to Rabbah, that Rav is actually not concerned about this idea of bat biznos, even though it's going to come at the biznos, it doesn't make a difference when you're getting married to a woman that you specify to her that you don't want it to be, that she has a neder when you did it at the time of Kedushin. Everyone's going to agree that it's not a Kedushin, you're not married, you don't need a get. It's only by two women. And the machlokes was regarding the second woman who you didn't specify, is it that that woman would also apply to that because you already revealed you don't want that, or that since regarding her you didn't say anything, so you would require a get? Now that the Gemara asks, Om Abaye. Abaye asks on this interpretation of Rabba. But v'homas nitin, take the case of our Mishnah, where the toy is isha achasi, that is, according to what we had assumed originally in the Gemara's kasha, the rabbis in the yeshiva had asked a question. They assumed that the Seifa, when they had asked this question on Shmuel, that the Seifa's case of Knas Stam was explaining and a continuation of the case of the Reisha, where that was when the person was confused, was led to be mistaken by the woman, who when he was Mekadosh Al Tana, that she doesn't have a neder, and she didn't say anything, she obviously knew she had a neder. And then Knas Stam, and then we had asked from the case of our Mishnah, which is talking about one woman, on Shmuel from there. Now, what Abaye is asking on Rab is that obviously there are those that hold that even the case of what's called Tois Isha Achas, when there's a case of fraud from her, trying to mislead him by one woman, that there would be a necessity of a get. As Rashi explains, although it was us, meaning the rabbis in the Talmud that had asked the question, and not Rav, but there was a question, this is still, Abaye says, going to be difficult to Rabba, because Rabba said, everybody agrees that when it's regarding one woman, what do you mean? If it was Mekadosh Al Tanai and a Kanasa Stam, of course it's going to be based on the original Kedushin Al Tanai. But that is Rabba's own logic, as Rashi points out, that Rabba didn't hear that from Rabbi Shmuel. It's not his Messiah that this was what they had argued in. And the reason is because it wasn't in their generation. Rather, it's because Rabba holds that nobody would entertain to say this halacha that is not based when you Kanasa Stam on the original condition that you made a condition then. Now, that is what Abaye is asking, but we do see that everybody in the Beis Medrash at that time had asked to entertain that we see from the Mishnah that it should be difficult on Abaye's interpretation of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel that we find not like Shmuel, because we find one woman that if the Seif has explained the ratio, which all the people in the Beis Medrash had assumed that until Shmuel answered in the Abaye's version that no, it's talking about two different cases, but everyone asked and said, but you see that when it's Kitch Atznai, the Knas Stam, that the halacha is going to be that she requires a get. Now, but according to Rabba, that's an impossibility that no one agrees to. He holds that everyone agrees that she's not going to require a get. So that's a biased question on Rabba from the yeshiva, from the people learning in yeshiva who had asked this question. You see that it's not unanimous. So Ella, rather, Abaye says, if you want to say over what Rabba had changed the understanding, the conceptualization of a machlekes Rabba and Shmuel, you have to say it as follows. Omer Rabba, the Rabba said, machlekes betoyis isha achas ke'ein shtei nashim. He didn't say that machlekes Rabba and Shmuel was with two different women. We're talking about the same woman, similar to what Abaye had said, but different because it's one woman that's like two women. What does that mean? That you're right, the condition was Al Tanai that she doesn't have a neder. Then, when they were engaged, he divorced her. Then he subsequently married her. Regarding such a case, Rav says that she's going to require a get. And the reason being is because Rav considers her like another woman. And that is when he subsequently remarries her and does Kedushin, that he does Bia, it's L'shem Kedushin that he does Bia. And that we don't say that it's based on his original Tanai that he did the first time they were engaged, but rather now that there was a divorce in the meantime, and then they remarry, so it's a whole new story. And therefore, since he didn't state it this time, she's going to require a get. Rav Shmuel holds that no, that since he really revealed his intentions the first time they were engaged, that if she's a Nadronis, he doesn't want her. So then, even when he remarries her the second time, it was also chaz of a kitch al tanai that she's not going to have any neder. And therefore, Shmuel says she's not going to require a get if he finds it that she has a neder. But this is what Rabba was saying, that everybody agrees to. But if we're talking about a classic case of a mistaken situation with one woman where he marries her continuous after the Kedushin that he had made it tonight with, That rabbi said that everyone agrees that she's not going to require a get. Now, however, it seemingly has the same question of Abaya, that the people in the Beis Medrash had asked from the Mishnah on Shmuel, the question they had asked that was talking about that, yes, there was Kedushin al Tanai, but then the Knossa Stam that they thought the Sefer is explained by the case of Reisha was that in the interim they had gotten divorced. And the reason being is because the rabbi holds without divorce, nobody would say that you're gonna require a get. Because obviously it's based on the first Tanai you made by the time of Kedushin. However, when there was a gerushin in between, that's what the people in the Beis Medrash had entertained. If you're saying that the two cases in the Mishnah are one case, that you're not going to require a ksuba, but you're going to require a get. And that was the question on Shmuel, that in the way we're describing the case, now that the way Rab explains it, that they're arguing the case of a woman that was kitchal tonight, then there was a gerushin, then knasa stam, there Shmuel says you're not going to require a get. The people in the Beis Medrash who thought it was one case in the Mishnah said, but what do you mean? You see kitchal tonight, and then vegirsha, and then knasa stam, that you do need to have a get. On that Shmuel answer, no, it's two different cases. But however, Rab still holds to his point that if it's one woman that it's tois isha achas, where there was no gerushin in between, then Rab says no one would say that it's not going to be based on the original Kedushin, which was Al-Tanai, and therefore if you find that she has a nether, even Rav would agree that it's not going to require a get. That's Rabbah's interpretation. Now, Esau Abai continues to ask on Rabbah's interpretation for the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Kitcha betois, if a man is Mekadosh a woman mistakenly. Now, as Rashi explains, there's two types of errors that could be understood in what a tois is. It's either that he makes the mistake or that she makes him make a mistake, and that is she's fooling him. So the Gemara's assumption is that the tois here is that it's a tois of nedarim. As the Gemara will explain, that is because he made a kedushin al tanai that she doesn't have a nether, and it turns out that it was a mistake because it turns out that she has a nether. That's one case. Or another case, the Braisa says, upachis meshavapruta, or he gets engaged to her with something worth less than the shavapruta, which is the minimum requirement for it to be a kedushin. Or v'chein katan shekidish, or if a minor gets engaged, where that's also not a halachic kedushin, because as the pasuk says, kiyikach ish, the pasuk says that regarding marriage has to be an ish, which is an adult, not a minor. So regarding any one of these cases, which is obviously not halachically valid kedushin, then regarding all of these cases, even if at a later point in time, the chassan sends gifts to the woman that he's engaged to, which that's the custom to send gifts to the kala, and that is even if, let's say, the case of the minor who got engaged, even if, let's say, he became an adult during the time of the engagement, and after he became an adult, he sent these gifts, we don't say that these gifts, these sevloinis, are going to be kedushin. The reason being is because shemachmas kedushin rishon mishalach, these gifts were only based on the original assumption that they're chasn kal, that they're engaged already. I mean, in other words, they're for the purpose of being sevloinis and not for the purposes of being kedushin. So even though they're worth shavapruta, they're not being given for the intentions of being kedushin, and therefore they still will not be considered mikudeshes. Now, however, and this is the point that the Gemara is bringing this in for, the Tanakhama holds that, however, regarding all these cases where the kedushin were not valid, if subsequently there's a bia, there's a cohabitation, then Kanu, then that is going to be considered a valid Kiddushin. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rav Shmolam, he says, no, in Baal Le Kanu, that if they do a subsequent Bia, that's not going to acquire them, and they're still not going to be Mukadeshas. Now, on that, Abaya asks, V'hacha, now, this Braisa is talking about the Tois Isha Achasi. It's talking about where, when we're saying that there was Kitcha B'Tois, it's talking about that there was the same woman, where it was a mistaken Kiddushin, meaning not a valid Kiddushin. And then it says that if afterwards there were baloi, which means that's called kinsistam, that it's going to be regarding upligi, and that there's a machlekes if it's going to be kan or not. So on that Abaya asks, my love tois nedarim, isn't the case talking about that it was talking about that he was misled in the case of nedarim, that he had made a condition, I'm getting engaged to you only if you don't have a nether, and she fooled him because she really had a nether, and the same thing would apply to any other blemish that he made a condition that it shouldn't be there. On that, the Tanakhama said, "Imbolui konoi." So obviously, there is an opinion, specifically that of the Tanakhama, that holds that even though there was a condition, a person will not have his subsequent bia with the same intention of the original condition that he made, because he realizes that maybe his condition is not going to be fulfilled. Maybe she really has a nether. Maybe she really has a blemish. And it's going to come out that his bi is bi's nos, and he does not want it to be a bi's nos. And therefore, according to Tanakama, imboloi will be for the purpose of kedushin, and therefore will be kanoi. That seemingly is not like Rabba, because Rabba said that even Rav, everyone agrees that the bia will be al das kedushin rishonim. So how could the Tanakama say in the case of Toys isha achas imboloi kanoi according to Rabba? So I think my answer is for Rabba loi. The case that you're describing, Rabba, of Kitcha B'Toyis, is not talking about a Toyis in the Durham where she made him make a mistake, that is, she misled him. Rather, Toyis, Pachas Meshavah Prud, is talking about where he made the mistake, and that is where he thought, when he got engaged, that you can get engaged with something no matter how insignificant the item is, even less than the Shavah Pruta. And on that is what the Brisa continues and says it, and Boloi Kana, why? Why, if he subsequently has Bia, is he going to acquire it, and that will be Kedushin? Because everybody knows on some level, or they'll find out somehow, that Kedushin cannot be done with something less than a Shavah Pruta. And therefore, subsequently, when he has Bia, he realizes, okay, maybe this really wasn't a good Kedushin. And he has in mind, since Bia is one of the three ways of doing Kedushin, that should be for the purpose of a Kedushin. However, regarding the case of when there was a tois of Tanai, less than the case of where he made a condition that she shouldn't have a nether, there, Rabbi would say that he doesn't entertain to have the Bia L'Shem Kedushin, because to the contrary, he relies on his original condition that he made, where he thinks to himself, if not for the fact that my condition of her not having a neder was fulfilled, she would not have come to the chuppah with me. Obviously, she doesn't have a neder, and therefore when he's doing bia, when he's having konsistam, he's doing it for the intention of the original kedushin, and therefore in such a case, Rabbi says everyone would agree that it wouldn't require get, and the imbali would be loikonai. Here it's talking about that the tois is a case of where he made a mistake and he thought you could get engaged with pachas shavah pruta, and then he realizes that's not great, and that's why imbali konai, he's doing it for the purpose of being l'shem kedushin. Now that the Gemara asks, pachas shavah pruta behedrikatani lo. But the case of less than shavah pruta, what do you mean? That specifically the Brisa continues and says that case. The Brisa says two cases, Kitcha B'Toyis and the Pachas M'Shavah Pruta. So how could you say that the case of Kitcha B'Toyis is Pachas M'Shavah Pruta if the Brisa then says it as another case? So that the Gemara answers, no, it's one case. Perusha Kama Farish. The Brisa explains the case that it started off with. It says, Kitcha B'Toyis, if he gets engaged erroneously, and that the Brisa says, Kitcha, what's that case? That's Kagayin Shekitcha B'Pachas M'Shavah Pruta. If he gets engaged with something that's worth less than the Shavah Pruta, then that's obviously not a Kedushin. But if subsequently he's Baloi, then he realizes that he did something wrong and he's doing it L'Shem Kedushin, that's why it'll be Kana. Now, however, the Gemara continues to ask on Rabbah. And that is, according to you, Rabbah, that the Machlekes Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, if Imboloi Kanoi or not, is not arguing regarding a case of Tanai, the way Abaye had assumed in his question on Rabbah, where it was Kitchal Tanai, then by my kamifically, then what exactly in this case of when he made the Kedushin less than the Shavah Pruta, then what's the reason of Reb Shimon that Imboloi Kanoi, why would it be Imboloi Kanoi if usually we say it's based on Kedushin Rishayim, and the Kedushin Rishayim was on something that's not a valid Kedushin, which was Pasam Shavah Pruta? So that Gemara explains that Marsa the Tanakama held, Adam Yideya she'in Kedushin Teisim Apachas M'Shavah Pruta. A person knows, and even if he doesn't know, but somewhere in the back of his mind, he hears something, he realizes that you can't do Kedushin with something less than Shavah Pruta. So although he made the Kedushin with something less than that, but when he subsequently has Bia, V'gamar Baal Hashem Kedushin, therefore he concludes, when he does be with her, he does it, okay, let's just to make sure, let this Bia be for the purpose of a Kedushin. And that's why the Tanakama says in Baal HaKanoi. Umarsa, but Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, he holds that Savar, that Ein Odim Yedeish Ein Kedushin Teif Sim Pachas M'Shavah Pruta. No, a person doesn't necessarily know that Kedushin cannot be with something less than the Shavah Pruta. And therefore, if he buys in one of these machines, he gets something that's worth less than the Shavah Pruta, one of these rings, and he gives it to the Tahar, he thinks that this is a valid Kedushin. And V'chi Kabal, therefore, when he's doing Bia, as actually Rabbi had explained that generally that is the consensus of when a person does bia, it's a dite to the Kedushin Mishayim Baal. It's based on the original Kedushin, which original Kedushin was with this ring or whatever it is that's worth less than the Shavah Pruta. And therefore, even if him Baal, loy kana, because he's not doing it for the purposes of being a new Kedushin, he's doing it based on what he thought was a valid Kedushin, and that's why him Baal, loy kana. Now, the Gemara continues with questions of Abaye asking on Rabbah. Isfei, we learn the brisa. If a man tells a woman, Hareini boya leich amanas shayir tza'aba, I'm going to have bi with you, then this should be a kedushin only if my father wants, and then I'll be your husband. So that the Tanakhama holds, even if it turns out the father didn't want this, it's still going to be a kedushin. Whereas Reb Shimon Yehuda, Reb Shimon, he says, Ratza av mekudeshes, that was his condition. If the father agrees to this relationship, then there'll be kedushin. Lei ratza av ein mekudeshes, if the father turns out he doesn't want it, then she's not mekudeshes. Now that Abaye asks, v'ha-ha-cha, but here regarding this case, where the chi, according to the gears of Rashi, there's not the chi, it would be rather the toyis, but the chi toyis isha achas dummy, where essentially it's a case of one woman. That's why Rashi takes out the word dechi. It's not like, it actually is a case of one woman where he made a condition with her. I'm doing B with you. It should be kedushin. On the condition that my father wants. And it's not like the other type of case where there was gerushin in between. It's not like one woman that's like two women. It's one woman. Upalig and Pligian, and still there's a machlikis in this brice. In other words, there is a mandama, that of the Tanakhama specifically, that holds that she will be mukudeshes. Now, why would that be the reason? What do you mean? When he's doing B, saying I'm doing it, that it, and this will be kedushin if my father wants, and the father didn't want. Obviously, you have to say the reason is because a person, even if his father doesn't want, a person doesn't want his B to be his nus. And therefore, although he really doesn't want to get his father upset, and he's saying, look, I'll do this bia, you know, it'll be kedushin if my father agrees, but even in, he thinks to himself, even if my father's not going to agree, I'm still doing this, that this should be a kedushin without conditions, because I don't want my bia to be bia's nus, even if my father doesn't end up agreeing. And that's where Tanakhama says that he's still mukudeshes. Now, that's not like Rabbah, because Rabbah said that everybody agrees that when you're doing with one woman a tanai, that then your bia is going to be based on that tanai. Yet here we see the Tanakhama holds that even though there's one woman with one tanai and he's doing the bia, it's not going to be based on that original tanai. And that is because he's going to leave go that tanai because he doesn't want his bia to be his nus, which is not like Rabbah. So that the Gemara answers that no, it's not a difficult according to Rabbah. Hasan b'hal k'mifkei, they're actually, the machlokes is actually, they're arguing a different concept. Mar Sava, the Tanakhama held, that almanas sheyir tza'av, what does it mean when the boy had said to the girl that I'm doing this bia with you if my father wants? It means almanas sheyishta ka'av, as long as my father's silent. He doesn't get upset, he doesn't scream at me. Now, v'hashasikle, actually the case is that the father was silent. In other words, the reason why Tanakhama holds, in other words, everyone agrees to Rabba's interpretation that if the tanai is not fulfilled, the bia is going to be a bia's nus, and he doesn't care about that. And she will not be mukudeshes. Here that the Tanakhama says that she's mukudeshes because actually the condition is fulfilled. How's it fulfilled? The father didn't want it. Yeah, he didn't want it, but he didn't say anything. That's considered enough for the father wanting it. But Amar Sava, Reb Shimon Yehuda held, no, what does it mean the father wanting? It means Amanashi Yom Abba Hen. The father gives his blessing, he gives his consent. The father would say, yes, this is a good marriage for you. Vahal or Amar Abba Hen. But the father didn't say yes. Father didn't say yes, so that's why he's saying that it's not mukadeshes, because it is based on the original tanai. And the original tanai, like Rabbi said, everyone agrees to, is that father will want and father doesn't want. And therefore, that's the machlokes. But that doesn't contradict Rabbi, that it's always going to be based, if it's the same woman, on the original tanai. But the Gemara continues asking from Abaye and Rabbi. Eisvei, we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos that if a man is married to a woman, he divorces her, then he remarries her, and then he dies without any children. So the Tanakhama holds, so she's permitted to be taken in Yibam because she was married to this husband at the time without any children. Whereas Reb Elazar holds that she's forbidden to be taken in Yibam. Now the Gemara there explains the reason of Reb Elazar is that because he makes a gzeira for a different case, which is when a yisayma b'chaya ha'av, when you have a minor orphan, when the father's still alive, which is the case that the Gemara is going to quote over here, where the Chacham agreed to Reb Elazar in that case, but just they argue that they're not concerned of a gezeira of a regular woman, an adult woman, but Reb Elazar is concerned. Now, however, what's that case that Reb Elazar is concerned about for every woman that gets divorced and get remarried that you can't do Yibam anymore? That's the case that Moedim Chacham Reb Elazar. The Chacham agreed to Reb Elazar in that case itself, where Bikatana Shesia Aviya Beniskarsha, when there was a minor, that her father married her off, her father could marry off his daughter that's a minor, then Beniskarsha, she got divorced when the father's still alive, and she's still a minor, and the father received her get. Now that's biblically divorce. That's what's called, usually you can't be an orphan when your father's still alive. Here she's considered in halacha like an orphan when her father's still alive. In other words, that even though her father's still alive, that since the moment she gets divorced from the first time she's married, the father loses all rights in her to be mekadesher anymore. So essentially, for all future purposes, she's like a yisaima that the father can't marry her off. So let's say that he had married her off, received her kedushin, and then v'chzira. Then the man that she had originally been married to remarried her when she was still a minor. Now that marriage, even if it's, let's say, rabbinically considered marriage, that's not biblically considered marriage, because biblically it's only when she's an adult or when the father marries her off. Now even if the father's still alive, he can't marry her off already because she was already divorced from the first marriage and he loses his rights and she's only a minor. So on that case, the Chacham agreed with Eliezer that the Yavam cannot do Yibam, and that a Shechelets is below Misya Bemis, that the only thing he could do is Chalitza, because rabbinically she is married to him, but can't do Yibam. The reason being is, V'nei She'girusheho Gerishin Gemum. The reason is because her original Gerishin that she had the first time around was a biblical divorce, because the father biblically could marry her off and biblically receive her Gerishin. Now, at that point, biblically, this woman becomes ushered to the Yavam on the Isser Karas, because she's what's called in Halacha Gerushas Achiv. And the Torah says, Erbas Eisha Zechicha is forbidden. And that includes the woman that's divorced from her brother. Now, Ve'in Chazaras Chazar Gemura. Now, although she subsequently gets remarried, where although regarding an adult, even though Gerushas Achiv is forbidden, when she gets remarried, the Chacham hold that now she's remarried, and therefore it would be a permissibility of Yibam. But here it's different, that when she goes back and gets married to him, that's not a biblical marriage anymore. That's just rabbinic because she's a minor, and therefore she cannot become an Eishas Achav B'Malka Mitzvah to be Misyabim, because biblically she's a Gerushas Achav, and only rabbinically is she now Eishas Achav, where when he dies without any children, should allow the Mitzvah of Yibim. It's not. She's not really biblically married. Now, B'Med V'Mamrum, when did we say this case, Acham Agreed or B'Liyazer, that everyone agrees you can't do Yibim? That's only Shagirsha Kishigitana, when he had originally divorced her when she was a minor, Verzir Kishigitana, and he remarried her when she was a minor. So then we explain she's biblically considered Gerushas Achav, only rabbinically his wife, so therefore biblically he can't do Yibam, so he has to Chalitza. Now, Avagirsha Kishigitana, but if he had divorced her originally when she was a minor, Verzir Kishigitana, and he remarried her when she was already an adult, or he remarried her when she was a minor, but vegidla etzloi, she became an adult. In other words, he didn't die before she had already been an adult and they had still been married, and then umeis, then he died. So then, then the Rabban would hold that you could do either chalitza or yibim. The reason being is because the chazara here, the remarriage, was a biblically recognized remarriage for it to be an eishes ach, and therefore when he dies without any children, is a regular classical case of yibum. Whereas, as the Gemara continues, top of Ayin Dal Manalv, Mishum Reb Elezer Amru, however, in the name of Reb Elezer, they still said, even in such a case, Chaletzis V'lem Yisya Bemis, that still you could only do chalitza and not do yibum, even if he had remarried her when she was a gedayla. And the reason being is because, as the Gemara explains in Mesach Siyavamis, is that because he's concerned that that might get confused with the case of when she was remarried when she's a minor, where there even the Rabbanah agreed that that is biblically forbidden to do Yibam for. So because of the confusion, he even doesn't allow it when she gets remarried as an adult, and there would be only Chalez of Lemeseh Bemes. That's that brisa. Now, on that, the question on Rabbah is, but for Ha'acham, in this case specifically, when he remarries her when she was a minor, and then he married her when she was 5, got divorced when she was 6, remarried her when she was 7, and then she's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and then he dies without any children, which was a case of Ketana V'Gadla Etzlai. Diketois Isha Achas Domi, where it's like the case of when there was being misled of one woman, meaning like in the case of when he made a mistake by Kedusha Ketana, where afterwards she became a gedayla, and then they had Bia, where there was original rabbinic kedushin, and then got married, upligi, and still we have a machlekes, and that is the rabbanan say that you could do yibum. Obviously, that when he does be with her, which we call this yesema b'chaya av, when she becomes an adult, he's doing it l'shem kedushin, and that's why she becomes biblically married to him, and that's why the rabbanan say that the yavim could subsequently do yibum. Now, that the Gemara assumes that the same thing would be for a case of tois nedarim. In other words, just like there's the original conceptual framework, as we had compared in the beginning of the daf, of Shmuel going based on what was, that just like you go on based what was is that of the original Kedusha Ketana, and that we say according to Rabbanan, you don't go based on what was. And when she becomes an adult, you do it l'shem Kedushin. So too, this index should be for tois nedarim, where even though it's one woman, and that is you would kitch al tanai, but subsequently when you do bia, you're doing it for that it should be a biblically valid marriage, which would apply even by tois nedarim. And that's not like Rabba, who said by kitcha al tanai, the knas astam, by the same woman, everybody would agree that that's not going to be a valid nisuin, and it's not going to be a valid kedushin. But here, seemingly, we have the case of the Rabbanan that hold that you could do yibum, which obviously the herzir, when she was a ketana, when you subsequently do the bia, is going to be a new bia and not aldas, the original kedushin. That the Gemara answers, no hasam nami. Rabbi answers similarly as he answered in the previous Gemara's question from Abaye on him. And according to the Girsa of Rashi, takes out the next words, b'hal kemifugi, but he does answer it, that hasam nami b'hal kemifugi. There, they're also arguing on the same type of thing, and that is, marsa, the Tanakhama holds, adam yideya shein kedushik tanaklum. A person knows that the kedushin of a ketana, just like we said in the previous gemara of Pachas Meshavaputa, a person knows that the kedushin of a ketana is not biblically halachically significant, and therefore v'gamar v'bal l'shem kedushin. Therefore, you're right when he was hechzir when she's ketana, and then gadla etzlai, and then he dies. The reason why the yavim could do yibum is because he knew that it wasn't biblically valid, and therefore, when the first time she becomes an adult, his bi is l'shem kedushin. Whereas a marsava Rebbe Lazar holds ein adam yedei shein kedusha ketana klum. A person doesn't know. He thinks he's married. How does he know that biblically that's not valid? And therefore, v'chi kabal abdai te kedushin reshem kabal, when he ultimately has bia, even when she's an adult, he still has it based on the original premise that they're married and not for a new one. And that's why Rebbe Lazar holds that's gemicha letzer v'lemisya bemis. But if it was kitcha al tanai and then had bia, there, according to Rabba, everyone would hold that your understanding is based on the original tanai, and therefore, even according to Rav, the kedushin wouldn't be a kedushin. Now, Rashi points out that you cannot be gurus b'hal kemifugi, that this is what they're arguing about. The reason being is because Rabbi Eliezer holds even when he's megarish a gedayla, and then he remarries her by a regular adult woman, that she's still going to be forbidden to the yavam. And the reason is not because of kedusha tois, that because he doesn't realize that kedusha ketana is not biblically valid. It's rather, as the Gemara explains in Maseches Yevamos, because of a gezera of the case of Yesema ketana. But Rashi does say that if you have the gersa, as our Gemara does have, of that hasanami b'hal kemifugi, what you have to say is that this that the Braisa says that mishum Rebbe Lazar Amr, the name of Rebbe Lazar, they said that this version, this opinion holds that Rebbe Lazar only is saying his halacha on the case of when he remarried her when she was a ketana and gadla etzlai, and that you have to say the time of the brisa holds not like the opinion of Rebbe Lazar that's quoted in the Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos enough kuftes, that because there Rebbe Lazar clearly says that even if he divorces a regular adult woman and remarries her, it's still going to be forbidden according to Rebbe Lazar, again because as the Gemara in Yevamos there explains, it's based on the gezerah of Yesema Ketana. And be that as it may, the Gemara has answered for Rabbah that it's not difficult, that Rabbah holds not like Abaye's interpretation of Machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel, that according to everybody, when it's one woman, that's Kitchal Tanai, but Knas Estam, even Rabbah is going to agree that it's not going to be Mukadeshes, he's not going to require a get, because when it's one woman, of course he's doing it Al Tanai Harishna.